You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. So, as you know, this is the show that does what we say we're going to do in the title. We lean local into what's going on here locally here in the greater Green Bay community. And again, it's not to say we're not concerned with what's going on statewide, nationally, internationally. But, and last week, I didn't just thank you for your emails and some of your texts. You know, my mom had passed away and I thought, well, it would be appropriate to do a show about just how important it is to plan your funerals, your parents' funerals, or quite honestly, your own funeral. And we had some people come in and talk to us. And, the first place I went to after my mom died was 24,000. And after some shopping around and learning some things, really got it down to almost $8,000 cheaper. Exact same product, which is unfortunate. But I think, not that people prey on people, but you're very emotional at that time. And I just think that there's some markets that just smaller communities maybe or whatever, they just take advantage or there's rules. It's a very regulated industry and they're supposed to give you a price list when you walk in. One of these agencies didn't do that. And so I kind of talked a little bit about it. And if you want to go back and listen to it, you can go to Spotify and or any streaming services and just download that. But of course, the week before that, we had Mark Murphy on. So we kind of try to do it all here. But if it has to do with the local greater Green Bay community, I want to talk about it. And something I want to talk about today, again, is something that's of interest to me. And I've talked to a couple of you listeners, and we're going to learn more about this. And that's insurance, right? Health insurance is, I don't want to say crazy, but it's expensive, but it's necessary, right? We need health insurance because, as many of you know, I work at the new community shelter. I work at a homeless shelter. I've been there the last 2-3 years, and some of the people are there because of health insurance. They came into a very unfortunate situation and they lost everything. And, we're going to help them out of it. I mean, they're not going to be there long, but they need to rebuild their lives financially. You see that our whole government, the United States government was shut down for the longest it's ever been shut down. And it really had a lot to do with insurance, health insurance. And so, I did a little looking around and, Woodhead Insurance is a local company here in Green Bay. And Jonathan Woodhead, one of the principals there, is someone I know, I actually know his mom better. And I said, look, can you come in and talk to us about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act? Can you talk to us about Medicare? And because right now it's open enrollment for Medicare. That's why every other commercial you see on TV now is like, you should join us. You should do this with us. And I think there's some confusion out there. And I'm more concerned about, are people making the right decision for their needs, not because of the advertising? I think we can get pulled the wrong way sometimes. So I'm going to spend the next 45 minutes. I have a list of questions here, and I've been talking to Jonathan. But we had a nice time to visit and go over some of these things. So, Jonathan, welcome. Thank you for coming in here.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jim.
Yeah, this is, you're a young guy, but you've been in the industry for seven years.
Yeah, it's my sixth year going on.
All right, you're local talent.
Yep, we're right on the East River, so on Alloway Avenue, right by the right place in town.
Right, and your mom's been in this business for a while, as have you?
Yeah, so she's going, he originally worked for United Healthcare back in like 2007, mm-hmm. and then she went to become a free agent, about 2011, 2012, around there, and been doing it ever since.
Right. And you're a TC grad.
Yep.
I love TC. As you know, I teach there. Mm-hmm. So let's start. There's two things I want to talk about, but we're on the radio, so we don't have charts and graphs to go over, but tell us about the Affordable Care Act and kind of why we're in this position and that's a good thing, but not a great thing, because if you make too much money, you can go from a premium of a couple hundred dollars to a couple thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And that can... Anyway.
Yeah, it's a huge expense for a lot of people. And of course, the older you are, the more expensive insurance gets. Because of course, your medical needs change and, you know, everything gets more expensive. Right now, the Affordable Care Act is going back to how it used to be pre-COVID. We had a bunch of extra subsidies that came in 2021 with the American Rescue Plan Act. And all of those are set to expire at the end of this year. And that was the main reason of the shutdown and everything, is because there's some huge costs that are coming. For example, for a household size of two, husband and wife, and they're not claiming any dependents, they have an income limit of $84,600. If you make $1 over that, you qualify for no subsidies whatsoever. That is a hard cap. For example, if you're at $84,599, right, for income, the plans start at like $200-ish dollars a month for health insurance. And then you go $1 over that cap and the plans are now $1,800, $1,900 a month for two people in their 60s. As a rough number.
So there's a couple that's making $84,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they throttle back their income?
If you can, you know, there's a lot of people who are retired and they're like, oh, between our pensions and our Social Securities, or we're forced to take this income.
So it's almost a fixed income.
Right. You know, and most of the people I work with, they all work with CPAs and financial planners, and they have people to help, you know, with their investments and coordinate their benefits. And we warned all our financial, because we work with a lot of financial planners. That's where we get the majority of our business from, is we help with their retirements and for people. So we coordinate with all their planners. We warned them all ahead of time. So most people, or a lot of people at least, are able to keep their income lower. But for people who have, you know, a large chunk of investments, some of them are forced to distribute some of those and they can't get their income any lower.
And once you take the distribution, you're taking it.
Right.
Right. They kind of lock you in on that.
Yeah.
Wow, that, and that doesn't go from 200 to 300, 200 to 2,000 a month.
It's a steep cliff. Yeah.
Oh, huh.
So I've been the bearer of bad news for a lot of people, because right now, with that Rescue Plan Act, there's not really a hard limit for income. Right. If you're making $100,000, you're still getting majority of the subsidies. You know, instead of $200 a month, you're at $350, $400. And at $150,000, you're still, you know, you're still getting $1,000 a month to help or so.
But that's all going away.
That's all going away.
At the end of the year.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So let's, okay, I feel a little bit bad for those people, but I mean, what about the people who are really struggling? The people who are making $12, $15 an hour,
right.
You know? $30,000 a year. I mean, that's tough to make ends meet without insurance.
Right. And at least for those people, there's special programs and extra help. The Affordable Care Act does favor. The lower your income, the cheaper the plans
right.
get. So when
right.
I said it's like at $84,600 or, well, $599, those plans are $200 a month. The lower your income, the cheaper everything gets.
All right.
And if your income gets low enough to, like, say $30,000 for a family of two, you get like extra bonus plans, essentially. They're called cost share reduction plans, where all the deductibles, the copays, all your medical bills are cheaper. But you have to be at a low enough income to qualify for those plans.
All right.
So,
right. And then when I'm assuming the income qualifications, when you have kids, that's all factored in as well.
Right. So the numbers I've been giving are based on a household size of two, but the more dependents, the higher the income limits are.
So a single person that's 55, because I want to talk about Medicare, and that kicks in at what time, at what age?
65, but you can get it earlier through disability or kidney failure.
Okay. But the average person is 65 years
65,
old. All
right, right.
So let's say you are 60. So those 5 years income there.
Yeah. For a single filer, it's $62,600 is now the limit to qualify for help.
So you make over that and you're back to that.
You're at $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month.
Because then you're only one person instead of two. So,
okay.
But yeah, $1,000 a month or so.
All right. So the ACA, is that going to get worked out?
And that's what we're still waiting for the government to make their final decision on what they're going to be doing. I know that they passed something, or they signed something on Sunday, that is alluding to them not bringing back those extra credits that we had. But everything's still kind of up in the air. I mean, they can't just up and get rid of the Affordable Care Act. There's 40 some million Americans.
42.
42, yeah. So they can't just get rid of it. You know, they have to come out with something, at least some alternative option, something comparable.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, we always have to figure out, how do we get it where the sick people don't go bankrupt and where the healthy people aren't paying, you know, thousands of dollars for insurance, then they only see the doctor once a year for a physical.
Right.
I mean, where do you find that sweet spot? That's the issue we kind of run into.
Yeah. So there was some chatter. I want to move on to Medicare because I think that's that's a big issue. I know we have some listeners that want to hear about that. But before I do, why is our healthcare so damn expensive?
That's a great question. There's, you know, it's like a three-factor system between the insurance companies, the hospitals, and the drug manufacturers. That's the main, it's going back and forth because the hospitals set their rates super high, so they leave room for negotiation. And then the insurance companies negotiate. And it's still, even after negotiation, everything's still crazy expensive. You know, you need a CT scan. That's $1,000 to $2,000 after negotiation. If you're uninsured, that's 10 grand for a CT scan. And that's usually a 45-minute appointment. It's everything is just insanely expensive.
But it's not in other countries, is it?
No, it's just the U.S. I mean, mainly just the U.S., I should say. But like in other countries, I, you know, I talk to people, they're like, oh, yeah, I had to go to Mexico. I was on vacation. And, you know, this happened. My son was there. He broke his arm. They did the x-ray, patched him up, casted him, everything else. And that was $500, you know, and that, you know, and it, and they're like, it was the same care that we would have got here. Of course, it was just in Mexico and everything was in Spanish, but everything worked out fine. But in the U.S., I mean, you know, you walk into the emergency room. I had someone that I was speaking to. They just recently, they went to the emergency room. They had to get a bandage changed and a wound packed. And that was $5,000. So just because they're after, and that was post a surgery, the wound was leaking. And all they did was repack it and send them on their way with a painkiller. And that was $5,000.
Wow. Yeah, that is a chunk of income. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Even if you have money, that's a lot of, that's just a lot of money.
And then you have these medications too, which are crazy expensive. You know, I tell everyone, if the medication has a commercial, it's minimum $1,000 a month. I mean, there is like, for example, like Skyrizi, I see that commercial all the time. Skyrizi, the retail price is $10,000 a month.
Yeah. Anyway, there was some talk of, I think it was one of our United States senators wanted to ban some of those commercial. That's just crazy. And then people go into the doctor and demand it.
Exactly.
Off a TV commercial. So anyway, that, but I think the bottom line is we need health insurance.
We do.
We have to have health insurance here because we love our kids. We need that. And especially if something bad happens, because like I said, I do not want to see them at the homeless shelter.
Right. Absolutely.
And that can happen. So the Affordable Care Act is a government-funded program to subsidize insurance. Because of the COVID, there was some additional guardrails put in.
Yeah.
Those are going away at the end of the year, and that's why we had our government shut down. But you're hopeful that something's going to be worked out.
I would like to see it. You know, I want to see more subsidy, but I'm not really hopeful for it. I'll be honest. It doesn't look like they're going to be bringing something in. And there's a lot of talk of other programs that they're bringing in.
But can I ask about it? Well, I'm going to talk when we come back. I'm going to talk about Medicare. But is that a little more stable?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to that because but there's still, this is open enrollment right now for Medicare. And I don't know if they confuse us out there, but you want to make sure, should we switch or not switch? And I want to get back to that because I know there's a lot of options out there, but that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
I think Medicare.
Medicare is a good program.
Yeah. And we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about some of the benefits of Medicare. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We have a special in-house guest, Jonathan Woodward from Woodward Insurance. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are in here with our special guest, Jonathan Woodhead from Woodhead Insurance, a company here in Green Bay that really focuses on health care insurance. Specifically, it works a lot with the Affordable Care Act and with Medicare. And I want to get into the Medicare portion of this program. Before I do, as you know, we need sponsors to make this show happen. And we've got two great ones I want to talk about today. Nicolet Bank, who has just been so good to this show, to Lean Local, but also to this community. You see them everywhere, 57, 58 branches. They just made a huge acquisition down in Iowa. And just a very community-minded bank. And, you know, I love doing business with people in this community who give back to this community. And, you know, Nicolet Bank, their core values are to be real, to be responsive, to be personal, to be memorable, and to be entrepreneurial. And we should all live with those core values. I mean, they give a lot to the community. They obviously support the homeless shelter, the city deck, you know, so many charitable things. You see their name on that, and great employees, and they do it all. I mean, they'll help you with your, obviously your home loan, your home mortgage, your auto loan, but you know, they've got a great wealth management department there, and very strong on the business side. For someone who was in business for some time, banks are great lending you money, but a really good bank is when things aren't going as well as you expect them to do and they come in and help you out. And Nicolet, we've had some of their customers on this show just giving testimonials. So, you know, Nicolet Bank, their number, 800-369-0226, or of course just nicoletbank.com, and they have everything on their website. And the other company I want to give a shout out to is one of my favorites is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's just a growing company. PellaWI.com. They just moved over in De Pere on French Road. I think it's 70,000 square foot warehouse, just filled with the best windows and doors made. And what I like about Pella is they'll come to your house or your business, and they'll take a look around, and then they'll show you on their laptop just different styles. My house happens to be over 100 years old. There's other houses that are brand new construction, and a lot of houses, of course, in this area from the 80s. And they'll find the right windows and the right doors to give you the curb appeal, but more importantly, to keep the heat in the house in the winter and the air conditioning in the house in the summer. And what they save on utilities and then just the design, it's just a great company. And I just encourage you to give them a call. It's a free, they come out for 90 minutes, free consultation. I just schedule a 90 minute and give them a call. It's just very easy. You can call them on the phone if you want, that 920-435-3791, or just PellaWI.com. Two great companies here, and they also give back a great deal to Greater Green Bay, and love both those companies, and I ask you to support them because they're so good about supporting us. So back to Woodhead Insurance, Jonathan Woodhead. Mm-hmm. So Medicare, didn't know a lot about that until it was something that I needed to learn about. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at that, and that's an unbelievable program.
Yeah.
Because I had paid insurance. I had my own business, and insurance was an expensive part of our business. Mm-hmm. You know, it was an expense line that was growing and growing. And then when I became mayor, it was a huge expense. I mean, when you look at 1,000 employees and you're looking at 16,000 employee, mm-hmm. that's a significant part of our
huge
budget
cost.
Yeah. Right. And then I start looking around to this retirement, and it's like almost free. And I'm like, I remember saying to someone at your place, no wonder this country's going bankrupt. I mean, it's a sweet deal. Yes.
It is. And Medicare, I mean, for the price, it's much, much better coverage than what you can find with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, the only thing that really beats Medicare is Medicaid, but of course you have to be, poverty level to qualify. No, so.
But for someone who is going to be 65, right? I mm-hmm. mean, that's the age?
Right, 65 for Medicare.
All right. And you just...
Yeah. Medicare, it costs $185 a month, and that comes out of your Social Security check automatically if you're taking it. And yeah, the coverage is much better. Original Medicare, you're pays 80% of all of your bills. And then there's the plans that go with it between Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage, without going too much into them. But if you do a Medicare supplement, that's by definition like the Cadillac plan. I mean, you can go anywhere in the country that Medicare is accepted, which is basically every public doctor and hospital office out there. You pay a monthly premium. You know, those ones, depending on your age, can be between $100 to $400 a month, depending on your age. But all of your medical bills are paid for at 100%. Sometimes you have a small deductible of $250 once per year, but then 100% coverage with no limit.
Okay. And to be eligible for Medicare, the big thing is your age, right?
Right. So it's either that or if you're disabled, once you've received 2 years of Social Security payments, you get Medicare as well. So some people do get it earlier, but yeah, 65 for the general population.
So someone that's not in the loop on Medicare, when can they apply? And how do you go about applying? Like I said, I knew nothing. Like, I don't know, my dad just never sat us down and said, look, kids.
And there's no like class. They don't teach you anything about Medicare. The people that do the
shows.
Never
had it in school.
Right, exactly. They don't talk about anything like that. If you are taking Social Security, you're automatically signed up for Medicare. Just, you know, you take a Social Security at 62 whenever, and about 3 months before your 65th birthday, boom, your Medicare is there. Your Medicare card's right in the mail. So, as soon as you have that card, you can sign up for a plan.
All right. I want to get back to those that don't take Social Security.
Yep.
Like me. And what the options are, because there's multiple options in different places you can go.
Right.
Just hang on to all that. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and today we are focusing our energies and our topic on health insurance, and this next segment is going to be 100% focused on Medicare. Medicare is a insurance program by our federal government that allows you, when you are 65 years old, to enroll in. It's a great program. And from what I've read about it and from what I've learned about from Jonathan Woodhead, who is in studio here from Woodhead Insurance, I mean, you're there and it's like $100 and some a month. And compared to what you were paying, depending where you worked or what you did before, especially if you're an independent contractor or something like that, you may have been paying well over $1,000 a month. So it's a huge savings to you. I'm not saying there's confusion out there, but right now we're in this, what's called an open enrollment, which you can change your plan. And that's October 15th to December 7th. And that's why you're seeing all these commercials on TV about, are you with the right plan? And Jonathan, how do we know? Are we?
And that's why it's important to find like a local agent that you work with, because the plans change every single year. The main ones that they're advertising are the Medicare Advantage plans. For reference, most of those plans are $0 a month. And then you have copays, like you pay $40 to see a specialist or you pay $300 for a surgery, that kind of thing. And the plans all change and all the plans are non-medically underwritten. So regardless of your health, you can always switch. You know, doesn't all pre-existing conditions are covered. You don't have to worry about like, oh, they're not going to cover this med and things like that. All pre-existing conditions are covered. So, and the plans change all the time. Like some of the companies, we have some companies that are exiting Wisconsin altogether because they're either not making enough money or they're not in network with certain doctors anymore. Mm. And Medicare has minimum requirements. They have to have a certain number of providers in the area kind of thing. So, and especially in, the more urban, because the county you live in decides the plans that are available to you. The more urban the area is, the more and better the plans are, and the more rural people have a lot less options, and the costs are generally higher. So
I would think that when you look at a plan, I don't know, but I guess one of the things would be the number of places you can go.
Right.
And then I guess if you're on prescription drugs, who has, because right, that varies, doesn't it, by plan?
That varies very much. So because every plan has, for drugs, at least a formulary. They have to cover at least one type of every medication, but they don't have to cover all of them. So if someone wants this specific, you know, cholesterol medication, they might cover that one, but another company might only cover an alternative.
Okay. Before they call a consultant, which is that what you're called, a consultant?
Or technically an agent.
An agent. Is there online things people can go and shop?
Yes. The only one that I recommend is Medicare.gov. I mean, directly from the government. You can go on there. You can see all the plans available in your area. You can type in your drugs and medications and doctors to make sure they're all covered. Yes. I would say don't use any .com website. Medicare.gov, straight from the government. It's the least biased out there.
And you type in what you're taking, what you're...
Exactly. Type in your meds and the dosage and who doctors, and it tells you who's covered.
All right. I'm always concerned about it, which drives me nuts, but there's scams on everything. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's scams on funerals, there's scams on education, there's scams on, which is very unfortunate, but there are some scams on Medicare.
Absolutely.
And so, what should our listeners...
What I always tell everyone is treat your Medicare number like a Social Security number. You know, don't give it out to anybody over the phone. Give it to your doctor and the people that you trust, but don't give it out willy-nilly. Now, you know, if it's in your wallet and your wallet gets stolen, you know, the person that stole your wallet's not going to go and apply you for a Medicare plan, right? You know, they're not going to do that. But those phone scammers, you know, agents like myself, we receive a commission every time we enroll someone in a plan. Even though the plan's $0 a month, I still receive a commission. So unfortunately, in a lot of people, they talk to someone over the phone and, you know, they promise them all these things and they don't actually service them the way they should. And they get your name and your date of birth and your Medicare number and boom, you're signed up for a plan that you didn't know about. And all of a sudden you go to the doctor next and you get a $5,000 bill in the mail because the new company they signed you up for doesn't cover your doctor or your medication.
Wow.
So that's where we see the largest amount of scams. And sometimes we're able to contact the original insurance company and get it reversed. We've had a few people that have been scammed like that because they were promised all these things and then they get signed up and find out it's not true.
Do people, but it's telemarketers who call, they can be legit, but
they can, you know, but you know, they're salesmen. Right. And sometimes you have a good person who knows what they're talking about and they take care of you and, you know, service you after the sale and everything else. But a lot of people, you know, a lot of those call centers, they sign you up for something and you'll never talk to that same person again.
Yeah.
You know, you get your paperwork in the mail and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. And you'll never talk to that person again.
Can you ask for references? Let's say I want to, because isn't there Humana? I mean, there's infomercials.
In Brown County, I think there's 9 or 10 different companies for Medicare.
That's a lot.
Right now, yeah, there's a lot of options. Between the Advantage and drug plans and things like that, there's a lot of them. And that's why we always recommend that you find a local agent, someone who's independent like we are. I work with every single company available. And every single company pays the exact same commission. So I don't have to be biased. That's one thing I love about my job, is every company pays me the same. And you can Google how much I make. Medicare sets the standard each year for what agents can receive in commission. So you can look up exactly how much I get paid, per person at least.
I take comfort in that.
Yeah. And that's what I tell people all the time too. Like, I don't have to be biased. My main thing is that I keep you happy. I want to keep you as long as I can. And I do that by keeping you happy.
Now, if somebody has just been on the same, they talk about insurance all the time that they haven't switched, and they, if your parents are on Medicare and they just like, well, we've been doing this, you can't really force someone to look around, but isn't it good business to look around?
It is, you know, and the plans change all the time. And a lot of times, you know, you will automatically be re-enrolled into the same plan if you do nothing every year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It just keeps on going. And it's always good to check because things always change. Every year, everybody gets a annual notice of change in September that comes in the mail. And it says, here's what your plan looks like this year. Here's what it looks like next year. And if you're not happy with those changes, or if you're like, man, these costs are going up, you should look at other options because, again, there's a lot of plans out there and there's always new ones popping up every year. And the Advantage plans get paid on a per member basis. And again, regardless of your health, you're always accepted. So their goal is to get as many people as they can. So they're always trying to be more competitive to get people.
Okay. So this open enrollment, which we're in right now, does it cost anything to shop other plans?
No. For us, at least, we don't charge you anything because, again, we receive a commission from the insurance company. So there's no cost to use us. And if you go to Medicare.gov, of course, all that's completely free as well.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, I don't know any agents that charge a consulting fee around here, at least maybe in like New York or California and those larger places. But around here, no, it's no cost. You can sit down with someone, you can show them your meds and discuss your, you know, what you want covered and things like that. And that doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah. I think this is an unbelievable, great thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, seniors have worked hard. They've been here and they've given a lot to the country, and I think they deserve something back. I can't say I'm a fan of universal healthcare, I think, because it's so damn expensive, but I just think this is something. And what if you miss, what if you're 65 and I don't know, for whatever reason you forgot or you didn't think about it, can you get in later in the game?
Yes. So a lot of people choose to delay their Medicare as long as they have other credible coverage, such as employer group.
So so you're going to stay and work till 70 and the company's like, look, we'll take care of everything.
Absolutely. I see people do that all the time. Now, the big thing is Medicare will penalize you if you don't have some kind of coverage. Medicare Part B, there's a penalty, and Part D, D as in drug, they'll penalize you, and it's a growing penalty. The longer you go without coverage, the bigger the penalty gets, and then it's a lifelong penalty. So you're stuck with it. So yeah, that's why you want to at least, you know, if you're still working, just keep your old ID cards, just throw them in the safe at home just so you can prove that you did have coverage. Because Medicare doesn't have record that you are on an employer plan.
Right.
So just keep some kind of proof to verify that you had something. But if you went, you know, if you're 68 and you never signed up for Medicare and you've been going uninsured this whole time, when you eventually, because you're eventually going to have medical bills, you know, everybody does, you know, it's eventually come down with something. So when you do go to sign up, you get whacked with a big penalty.
Okay. Wow. So. And even if you are working, it would behoove you to touch base with you anyway.
Absolutely. I have people come in all the time that are, hey, I'm 64. I'm planning on working until I'm 67. Right. Should I take Medicare or should I stay with my employer group?
Yeah.
And that's very much a case-by-case basis. It depends on their needs and also how expensive their employer plan is. So we set it side-by-side and kind of weigh the numbers to see.
Any risk with signing up for a Medicare plan Part B, which is like the subsidy part of it, you know, anyway, and those companies going under, has that happened? Or are they
not in particular? Those would be the Part C plans, Part for C. Like the advantage.
Okay. Right.
But no, if your company does go over, there's a rule of Medicare that you have guaranteed issue into a new plan.
All right.
So you'll always be covered.
Okay.
Generally, the plans don't just leave in the middle of the year. They always leave at December 31st. And then you have guaranteed issue into a new plan for January 1st.
The changes that you referenced a couple times in this discussion, are the biggest ones on the drug side?
The drugs are always the biggest thing to check. Because now in the January 1st of 2025, they did revamp the drug program with Medicare, where now all prescription drug plans all have a $2,000 max out of pocket for just prescriptions. For 26, it's now going to be $2,100, but that's the most that you can possibly spend. And again, that's the same on all plans. Now, the advantage in the drug plans, Medicare sets the standard, and whatever they want to, you know, do better, the plan can absorb some of that cost. So a lot of people can spend less than that. But like, for example, one medication might be 25% on one plan, and it might be a flat $50 on another.
Okay.
So that's where it can decide.
It all depends on what your meds are.
Exactly.
Then you get to talk about these 9 or 10 plans that we have options for, and that's a pretty good choice,
right?
I think.
Well, that's 9 or 10 companies.
Yeah.
We have about 30 different plans available,
and
so even more.
Do they all have optical and here? Because you think about medical going into the doctor for your knees or health, but what about the ancillary things, optical and dental?
Yeah. Most of the plans do have like dental vision, over-the-counter benefits, hearing aid coverage, gym memberships. They have a lot of those extra benefits. And again, that's on a plan-by-plan basis. And they're all very different. Because the advantage plans, the government says, or at least Medicare says, you have to follow our minimum guidelines, and then whatever you do on top of that is whatever you want. You can entice people how you want. So if you want, like, you know, one of the companies may have a $2,000 dental plan that pays 100% of the bill for the first $2,000. And then another company might only cover your cleanings and x-rays. So it definitely varies.
Yeah.
So, and not all of them work with your dentist, and that's a whole nother ballgame, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's important, like we talked about. What are your priorities? But your priority is probably going to be access, I would think, would be one of them.
Yep.
And the other one would be Yep. Do they cover what I want?
The main things that I go over is we need to make sure your doctors are covered and we need to make sure that your meds are covered.
Yeah.
If you want dental and vision, that's all great, but don't decide your health insurance because you need a root canal.
Right, you know? Right.
Because that can cost you elsewhere.
Yeah. I think this is, you know, everything from the Affordable Care Act, which, you know, is something that some people need, but Medicare that everyone's going to need when they're 65 years old, mm-hmm. you know, and they should take a look at it. And
absolutely. Yeah,
well, thanks for coming in, yeah. John. I mean, this is interesting. And I think this is a great program. I mean, I've learned about it lately, and that's why I wanted to have you come in here. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, people criticize our government, and there's a lot to criticize, but I think they've done a pretty good job with this one.
And the Medicare's a good program. One thing I wanted to mention, though, too, for those who are not taking Social Security, when you're turning 65, you do have to manually enroll in Medicare.
Okay.
So that's the people that usually get hit with the penalties are the ones who are not taking Social Security. So just a heads up, it's all done through Social Security's website, ssa.gov, and then you enroll for Medicare there.
All right. And there's always you we can contact as well.
Absolutely.
Which is?
Again, I'm John Woodhead. Our website is woodheadinsurance.com.
All right, great. Thank you for coming in. All right, stick around. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's all going on next week here in Greater Green Bay, as we always do, in the last portion of Lean Local. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wrapping it up here on Lean Local. Again, I want to thank Jonathan for coming in and really talking about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and Medicare, how important that is and what an expense that is. I mean, you look at, you know, there's a lot of fixed expenses in our lives, right? You got your mortgage. Some people have a car payment. But health insurance, that's up there. And but when you look at some of these expenses, when it gets up to $2,000 a month, that is significant. I mean, that's depending on, you know, where you're living and what you're driving, that can trump both of those. So yeah, keep an eye on that and shop around. And there's what I liked about some of the things he said was the number of options that we have here. And, you know, I'm not on Social Security, but that's kind of automatic. So if you're not and you're meet that age thing, make sure you make a phone call or at least go online. And it's so great that you can go online and there's an honest government website to plug in your prescriptions and what's this going to cost me? What's the best plan for me? And take a look at that. So let's make sure we're being fiscally responsible about this and doing our own little research or talking to them. So next week, today's Sunday, we have a big week coming up here. A couple things I want to talk about. But I guess, you know, this afternoon we're playing the Giants. And of course our in-house expert is Conrad, our producer. Con, I froze at the Eagles game, and yeah. For two reasons. One is it was cold, but secondly, that was boring. I mean, 0-0 Con does not warm you up.
It was a defensive battle, you know, but also bad quarterback play on both sides.
Yeah. And I don't know, I got to get some better gloves. I think that's the problem. I don't know if they're cheap gloves or what, but man, my hands were cold. Anyway, so today, the Packers are in New York. I told you I have two daughters in New York. One of them's going to the game. I know the Giants are no good and they can their coach. That's scary to me because new coaches come in with this. They're in the locker room and you guys want to do me one big favor? You know, just go out there and beat the Packers. And you think they get... What do you think?
You know, Ed, we've faced bad teams this year and we've lost. So
we don't lose by much, but
yeah, I'm just hoping that we come out and we show that we can still do it. That's just those two last weeks were a fluke or something, but we need better coaching by LaFleur, 100%.
Oh, come on. So I happen to like him.
I mean, just I'm just saying, inside zone five times in a row doesn't always work.
Do you know what that means, Kyle?
I have no clue. Me neither. But, you know, Mark Murphy was in here and he was saying we're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, he said we're going. He said we're going.
Okay.
He said we're going.
We're going.
Why wouldn't he say that? You know, you have to.
Well, he could say,
I'm going to say it too.
He could have said, like, look, this could be a good year for us, but he was a little more definite than that. I think I thought he was pretty strong. Like almost betting money. But I didn't. Yeah.
It didn't sound like
that.
Passion. It sounded like certainty.
Yeah. I almost went to the casino, but I didn't. I'm over that. I got my therapy. I'm good. All right. So again, what's going to happen today?
Well, I think our defense is going to play really well. I mean, we're facing their third string quarterback.
Oh, well,
so
that's good.
Their first string is with him. If he would have played, I thought it would have been closer, but it's the third string quarterback.
Why isn't the first string playing?
He's got 4 concussions evaluations this year. So this time he's actually sitting out the game.
So a bit of a headache, probably.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we'll.
And Jordan Love's going to turn around. He's going to throw a couple touchdowns. Josh Jacobs going to get in the mix as well.
We're paying Love $55 million
a year? Yeah. And, his receivers didn't help him out last week either. You know, I'm just saying it wasn't just on him last week.
Yeah. Okay.
He just needs to turn it around a little bit, you know?
All right. I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna. All right. I'll be cheering him on from my living room this time, not downstairs. This is a good week that we have coming up in Green Bay. Besides the victory, Khan's predicting in New York. This is a good week for Greater Green Bay. It's a kind of a festive week. I will tell you, and I invite all of you on Tuesday, we do the groundbreaking at the new community shelter. Now, as you know, I work there. That is a community shelter, homeless shelter, where our mission very clearly is to get people out of homelessness. That is what we do. We don't house homeless people. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and when people come to see us after the interview, the intake, they make a commitment to us and we make a commitment to them that you will be out of homelessness. And we are breaking ground on a $13 million development right across the street from us. We're very excited about it. We've raised the money. We have all the money we need. And that's Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So Tuesday, November 18th, please join us. A lot of people are going to be there. We're excited about it. And this is a place where when people leave our place or transition, graduate from the new community shelter, this is permanent supportive housing. So people who aren't ready to get out into the market like the rest of us, and they still need a little bit of help, this is going to be a great place for them. These will be the best one-bedroom apartments in the city of Green Bay. We're excited about it. And then Terry Ruffsgard, who is the CEO, will be our guest next Sunday. So this is all going to tie together. A couple fun things that, you know, let's get into the spirit. It's Christmas time. It's coming up Thanksgiving. The Peace Tree Lighting is November 19th. That is a great, great event right in front of the courthouse. Of course, the Green Bay Holiday Parade. That's always a fun thing. November 22nd. And then there's the whole, that huge, that holiday gift and craft sale at the Swan Club, November 22nd. So anything else you guys want to chime in on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a relatively large tour coming to the city this week as well. On the 18th, on Tuesday, at the Epic Event Center, Yellow Wolf will be here. Anybody who's younger, I don't know if you really even listen to the guy, but he's got a couple of decent songs. Doors are at 6:30 and the show is at 7:30.
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, Yellow Wolf is his name.
I love him or her. What? Okay. We'll be there. All right. Khan, thanks for being here. Great producer. Kyle, have fun in Argentina. You won't be here next week, but we will hold it all together. All right. Thank you for listening. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.